Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Massachusetts Republicans have long had plenty of opposition in deep blue Massachusetts. Now that opposition includes each other. The party is plagued by internal divisions. The head of the state GOP, Jim Lyons, waged a failed effort to push Governor Charlie Baker off the party's executive committee. Then the party was split further after a Massachusetts Republican Party leader made homophobic comments. WBUR political reporter Anthony Brooks tells us the discord comes as state Republican leaders meet tomorrow night.
The Massachusetts Republican Party is a house divided. It's led by Charlie Baker, a popular moderate who, unlike many Republicans across the country, refused to support Donald Trump. The state GOP chairman, Jim Lyons, represents the conservative wing of the party. Unlike Baker, Lyons backed Trump and says the best way to grow the party is to embrace his base. But when Lyons backed an effort to expel Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito from the party's executive committee, he went too far, according to a number of Republicans. Here's Tom Mountain, the vice chair of the party.
To further alienate, ostracize, basically create a schism that would be irreparable with the Republican governor is absurd.
But Mountain says Lyons and his backers didn't have the votes, so they backed off. But the schism remains, and it only widened following controversial remarks by Republican State Committee member Deborah Martell. In a recent email, Martell wrote that she was sickened that a Republican congressional candidate, Jeffrey Sosa Paquette, and his husband adopted two children. Many Republicans condemned the comments, including Baker.
Those were bigoted remarks. There's simply no way around that.
Baker said Martell's comments don't speak for the Republican Party and called on Chairman Lyons to come out and say that.
Anyone who's a serious member of the party organization should be denouncing them.
29 out of 30 Republicans in the Massachusetts House signed a letter on Friday demanding that Lyons call for Martell's resignation. But Lyons didn't do that. He called what she said offensive, but said the party must be unafraid to stand up against censorship and cancel culture. The state Republican vice chair, Tom Mountain, says Lyons should have gone farther.
You know, what she did was heinous, it was intolerant, and quite frankly, it makes the rest of the party look bad. And the chairman initially stayed out of it, and then he doubled down to back her.
WBUR reached out to party chairman Lyons, but he didn't respond. On Friday, Governor Baker suggested the party leadership would do well to remember that politics is supposed to be a team sport. But right now, that team is fractured. Anthony Amore, a Republican political activist who ran unsuccessfully for Secretary of State in 2018, is a backer of Charlie Baker. He suggests efforts by Lyons and his conservative allies to oppose Baker are only making a weak party weaker.
As a Republican in Massachusetts, I'd be lying if I didn't say I was incredibly concerned about the state of the party. I mean, we are fighting an uphill battle as it is in Massachusetts. We represent less than 10% of the electorate. And we need to grow.
Massachusetts' congressional delegation is made up of all Democrats, and Democrats have overwhelming majorities in the statehouse. For instance, in the Senate, Republicans have just 3 of the 40 seats. So how to grow the party will be on the agenda when the Republican State Committee meets tomorrow evening. Not on the agenda, but very much on the minds of many. What will it take to get the state's Republicans to come together? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.